This is part two of how to research alternatives. There are two very common theories. One is that you can fight cancer with antioxidants. The other one is that you can fight cancer by creating an alkaline environment. Most people don't seem to be aware that these are diametrically opposed. One of them completely disables the other. Alkalinity or pH is a function of the ratio between free oxygen and free hydrogen. When you take an antioxidant, it automatically removes oxygen from the system. That's the definition of an antioxidant. When you remove oxygen, there's a surplus of hydrogen, and that means that your body becomes acidic, intensely acidic. Which one is correct, the antioxidant theory or the alkalinity theory? Well, neither of them are actually going to cure your cancer, but between the two, the alkalinity theory is of far more value, and I'll explain why. The bottom line is antioxidants actually create cancer. The whole theory about antioxidants came on the grounds that reactive oxygen species were what caused cancer. Nobody has ever at any time proven that antioxidants killed cancer. As a matter of fact, there have been many studies that say definitely antioxidants increase the growth rate of cancer. That includes vitamin C. That includes all of the antioxidants, the green teas, etc. The way to counter that is by making your body more alkaline. Even when you counter it, though, antioxidants do nothing to kill cancer. That leaves us with the other theory. Alkalinity can kill cancer. Is it true? No. Unfortunately, it's not true. However, it can slow it down. The reason we know this is because anyone who works in a cell lab can tell you they maintain cultures of cancer cells for future testing. If you want to slow down the growth rate of a cancer culture, you lay it on a bed of calcium, which raises it to a pH of 8.9. This is a pH that you will never achieve in the human body. Then they increase the oxygen. And at that point in time, the cancer does not multiply as fast. So they've definitely slowed it down. But it certainly does not kill it. When they need more cancer tissue for tests, all they do is put it back in an acidic environment, reduce the oxygen, and it takes off growing like crazy again. There's no way that you can actually kill cancer by controlling your pH and your oxygen levels. However, you can slow it down, and that can be a big bonus for somebody that's fighting time. The question is, how do you achieve this alkaline state in the body? There's a lot of alkaline diets. My experience with those has been it's very difficult, if not impossible, to actually improve your alkalinity using diet alone. The simplest thing to do is to get some Arm & Hammer baking soda, take a teaspoon of it in water 2-3 times a day, make sure you get a couple of bananas a day to balance out your potassium, and go to the drugstore, buy some urine pH strips. They're very simple to use. You just urinate into a sample cup, dip it in, read the color. It will tell you what your pH is. Try to maintain a pH of 7.5 or above. That will give you an alkaline environment, and that's the best thing you can do. Avoid all antioxidants. That includes green leafy vegetables, the green smoothie diet. I've known a lot of people that have used that, and they were in the process of dying of cancer. So I don't believe in that. I don't believe in any antioxidants at all. Alkalinity is by far the superior theory, and all you have to do to achieve it is get some urine pH strips, Arm & Hammer baking soda, have a couple of bananas every day to balance out the sodium and potassium ratios, and continue to increase the baking soda until you get a pH of at least 7.5 or above.